Charles.
Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours, and we start off the program this morning by going back to February of 1965 and music from Little Milton. He got to number 4 on the R&B charts with this next piece. He had had a number 1 hit prior to this one. Little Milton started his recording career working as a guitarist with Willie Love, the pianist from Jackson, Mississippi, that in 1951. And a few years later, was recording at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios, and over the years had some really wonderful material, fine guitarist and really great and powerful vocalist. Here's Little Milton here on KRVS with Who's Cheating Who.
You kiss me off to work in the morning, but it doesn't mean that's where I'm going. And 'cause my meals are cooked when I return, baby, I want you to know it doesn't mean that's all you've been doing. 'Cause I could be in the street playing the game, and you could be at home doing the same darn thing. 'Cause when you cheat on a love that's true, oh, tell me now, who's cheating who? Out with the boys, don't have to be with boys at all. And when you go to visit your mother, baby, oh yes, I know her name could easily change to Paul. When someone gives you love, it's like money in the bank, but if you take and never return, you've got to come up blank. 'Cause when you cheat on a love that's true, tell me now, who's cheating who?
Who's cheating?
If you give up the good for what's good, maybe.
Who's cheating?
If you steal the bread that feeds your baby, if you ignore your alarm and sleep right on, you gain more sleep, but your job might be gone. My nights out with the boys don't have to be with boys at all. And when you go to visit your mother, babe, I just want to let you know, I know her name could easily change to Paul. When someone gives you love, it's like money in the bank, but if you take and never return, you've got to come out blank. 'Cause when you cheat on a love that's true, oh, now, who's cheating who?
Who's cheating who?
I want you to tell me now, baby.
Who's cheating who?
Who cheated you? Oh, yeah, now.
Who's cheating who?
I wonder if you know what I'm talking about now.
Say, where you been?
Down to Cal's.
You been where?
Down to my sister's house.
Down to your sister's house?
Yeah.
You been down there all night?
Mm-hmm.
What you been doing?
Party.
You been to a party? What kind of party?
Whist.
A whist party? I'll tell you, but you better come here. You better shake your booty, baby. You don't want to make you mad, do you?
Uh-uh.
All right. You better shake your booty, woman. You better do it again. Don't you do that? That's all right with me.
How about this?
I didn't tell you to do all of that. But what you putting that off on? All right, go ahead and pull it up. Yeah.
You like that, Freddy?
Let's do it just one more time. Shake your booty, baby. Keep on doing it for me.
Anytime you say it, baby.
No, I can get mad at you. As long as you do it just like that. That's all right with me. Looking good, baby. Yeah, do it again.
Yeah.
You better shake your booty, baby. Keep on shaking it for me.
Just for you, Big Daddy, anytime.
Don't you do it like that, I won't get mad at you. Right on. Do it just one more time longer. Oh, that's all right with me. Ready? Get together.
Freddie King recorded in July of 1974 in England, of all places. Freddie King, steeped in Texas blues as a young boy. He listened to the records his parents had of Lightning Hopkins and all sorts of other great blues artists, and then ended up in Chicago with his family for a good part of the 1950s and got a heavy dose of Chicago blues. Freddie King was preceded by Little Milton. We heard Little Milton from 1965 doing a number called Who's Cheating Who, and that track opened up hour number one of 4 hours of blues for us this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, we'll be Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Here's music from Francine Reed. She, for years, worked with Lyle Lovett's touring band and worked recorded with other people, Willie Nelson, Delbert McClinton, and others. Here's Francine from a disc called Can't Make It On My Own with a number called Been There, Done That.
My brand new clue.
From the mid-1960s, recorded in Chicago, that was a Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Our Love is Drifting. Butterfield on doing the vocals there. He's also playing blues harp with the band. He was obviously the lead-off man with the group. Michael Bloomfield on guitar and lead guitar on that particular track. A lot of Bloomfield's work during his time with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band still stands today as some very, very fine guitar playing, even with today's standards and a lot of the players that have come along during the interim. Bloomfield's work is amazing. Also on guitar in that particular track was Elvin Bishop. We heard Francine Reed just prior to hearing the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Francine here on KRVS doing a number called Been There, Done That. And as mentioned, Elvin Bishop was playing guitar on that last track. He worked with the Butterfield Blues Band, originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He went to Chicago to go to school, and he ended up learning a lot about the blues. He's still recording and performing, and we're going to turn to a 2014 disc he had out called Can't Even Do Wrong Right from that disc. Here's Elvin Bishop. He specializes in a lot of sort of witty tunes, funny. Some of them have a little bit of an edge to them. Here he is with a number called Old School. Elvin Bishop here on KRVS.
One thing. place to change clothes these days.
Now, what you talking about?
No phone booth.
Dixon from 1955 doing a number called Walking the Blues. Interestingly enough, that tune was written by Jack Dupree and Teddy McRae. They broached the top 10 on the R&B charts in 55 with that particular piece. Odd that Willie Dixon would cover it so quickly, as he was the most significant songwriter on the Chicago blues scene during the 50s and well on into the 1960s. Willie Dixon was preceded by Elvin Bishop. We heard Elvin Bishop with special guest Charlie Musselwhite on blues harp and adding a little vocal at the end, Elvin Bishop on guitar and vocals, doing a number called Old School. We're going to turn next to Jack Dupree, who was raised in the same orphanage as Louis Armstrong in New Orleans many, many years ago. Jack Dupree had a very colorful life and was a wonderful New Orleans-style barrel house pianist. Here's Champion Jack Dupree, sort of a postmortem recording released in the early released early in the 1990s. Champion Jack Dupree with a track from his disc Forever and Ever. Here's a number called Hometown New Orleans.
Ah, we're going right back in my hometown. New Orleans, where this bell house business started. People say, what is Bell House piano playing? But what more lowdown can you get than this? When you're drinking. lady have a gallon of alcohol and put a gallon of water in it, you know, and call it whiskey. No, when you put the coffee in it, they call it whiskey. Make it look like whiskey. And they have so many women in the house, their feet be sticking out the window. But we don't say women, we say chicken. Come on, baby. Come on, go with me. Come on. Come on, go with me. I'll make you the happiest woman in the world you ever see. All right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right, all right. I want you to hug and kiss me and hold me all the time. Right, son. Bring another pint. And another woman. Oh! I'm a country boy. Lord, that make me feel all right. I'm a country boy. And you know that make me feel all right. You city people don't know what we do in the country every night. What we say?
Champion Jack Dupree with Hometown New Orleans. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And right now we take a look at some of the music happening around the area. At noon today for Bach Lunch, taking place at Parc Sans Souci in downtown Lafayette, the Magnolia Sisters will be performing. Then this evening, the Viatones will be performing with an all-star band. They have a tribute to Tom Petty. That's for Downtown Alive. At Artmosphere tonight, Neon Mountain and Latrinium. Also this evening, Delta Papa will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Andy Ray and Ray at Antlers. Gypsy Dawn and Witching Hour play Glorious. Dustin Saunier will be at Cowboys tonight. There are four bands playing at Dat Dog. Cotler Quinn Throwdown will be at Blue Moon Saloon. The Neutral Snap plays Jefferson Street Pub. There are four bands performing at the District this evening. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be at Agave in Park Lafayette. And the Good Dudes play the Grouse Room at Route 92 in Youngsville, the Cast. And also tonight, here on the UL campus, the Raging Blues Band will be performing at the theater here in Burke Hawthorne Hall. And the concert starts at 7:30 p.m. this evening. The location is 211 Hebroid Boulevard on the UL campus. The Raging Blues Band will be performing under the direction of Grammy nominee Corey Ledet. The band features students in UL's traditional music program and also the Blue Monday All-Stars, who perform in the monthly Blue Monday Jam at Jefferson Street Pub, will also join the students, and that's free. Admission is free tonight, again, here in Burkhawthorne Hall. Some good blues. And tomorrow, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. Also tomorrow is the opening of the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. That will be taking place tomorrow and Sunday. If you like more information or like information on that event, definitely check them out online. They have a list of all the stages and performers, so do check it out, the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. Tomorrow at Route 92 in Youngsville, the band Fifth Avenue, Kevin Moon and Kevin Denny will be playing at Cowboys. Different Strokes and Brass Mimosa will be performing tomorrow evening at the Averst Beer Garden. Little Buck Senegal will be at Artmosphere. At the Grouse Room tomorrow, Pop Fiction. There are four bands playing at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow. And Jay Cormier and the Cajun Born will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice. Also, being the second Saturday of the month, there's an art walk in downtown Lafayette from 6 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, Lee Alagino and Tony Gulas play at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also for a brunch, Alice Young is at Artmosphere. Jimmy Bro and friends play for a brunch this Sunday at St. Street's Inn. Jackie Kaye, Ivy Dugas, and the Cajun Cousins will be at La Poussière and Bro Bridge. There are four bands playing Sunday at Dat Dog. And for the Bottle Dimanche at Vermilionville, starting at 1 p.m. this Sunday, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. Jamie Bergeron and the Kickin' Cajuns will be at Whiskey River on Sunday. And every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. And this coming Monday night, Lee Alagino and friends will be performing at the Brass Room. And we have performing for us next here on KRVS, Chris Thomas King. Chris Thomas King, the son of the late Tabby Thomas of Baton Rouge. Tabby, of course, was a proprietor of Tabby's Blues Box for many, many years. Chris Thomas King himself won a Grammy for his part in the his performance in the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. We're going to turn to Chris's disc, Me, My Guitar, and the Blues, and get a number from Chris called Bourbon Street Blues. Chris will be at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival Sunday, playing at the Swamp Blues stage at 7:30 p.m., and he'll also be at the Blues Backstage Backstory stage at 3 p.m. Sunday. Here's Chris Thomas King.
New Orleans got everything you'll ever need. New Orleans got everything tell my boss I'm going to Bourbon Street if I got to walk. They got good food and drink and Creole women too. They got good food and drink and Creole women too. If I never get back, don't you wonder why? I'm going to Bourbon Street, got everything you'll ever need. Somebody tell my boss I'm going to Bourbon Street if I got to walk. Thank you. marching down the street. When I got there, a parade marching down the street. And every woman who showed her stuff, draped in beads from head to feet.
Stop now. Let your hair down, baby. We ain't going to heaven no how. I'm ready to burn, baby, right here and now. Oh, I dig those crazy clothes. Let me feel those fishnet hoes. Cut low at the top and high at the bottom. In fact, I don't see how we ever did without them. There's a place down the street they call a Tipping Inn. Let's walk on down there, baby. That's where the fun began. But let me check you just one more time. You know you sent me, baby. Let's go on in here. Now, sock it to me. Ooh-wee. You know it's getting good to me now.
Tip on in. That was Slim Harpo. Slim Harpo from 1967. Slim Harpo, of course, the most famous of the swamp blues artists. He was out of Baton Rouge, and his best known piece, of course, is King Bee, which he recorded for Excello Records back in 1957. He was preceded by Chris Thomas King. Chris Thomas King spent quite a bit of time in Baton Rouge, born in New Orleans. Again, his father was Tabby Thomas. I ran Tabby's Blues Box. Chris Thomas King played Tommy Johnson in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And he will be performing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival this weekend. In fact, Sunday he'll be appearing on two different stages. So if you'd like to see Chris, check it out at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival. We're going to turn next to the band Sapphire. They formed back in 1987, had a number of discs out on Alligator Records. They did a number of serious blues songs, a lot of songs recorded by some of the classic blues women of the 1920s, people like people like Ida Cox and Coco Taylor and others, and also a number of comedic comedy songs. They officially broke up in 2009, and it was definitely all ended in 2013 when one of the founding members, Ann Rabson, passed away, died of cancer. We're going to turn to a disc they had out in 2001, Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, here on KRVS with the title track to the disc, Ain't Gonna Hush.
I'm late, but I rate. Stop this talk so I can tell you off. Ain't no use, I'm about to get loose. And I ain't gonna hush. Well, you told me, honey, hush, but I ain't gonna shut my mouth. You told me, honey, hush, but I ain't gonna shut my mouth. You put down that bat and come on in this house. I'm gonna yakety yak, yakety yak all night long. I'm gonna yakety yak, yakety yak all night long. You done me wrong. Well, you were running your mouth. I was scared to talk. You kept on beefing and I wouldn't even squawk. Get your hat, you better not bark. You can't take your medicine, so take a walk. And bye, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Goodbye. Ain't gonna brag, I'm not the kind of squawk. Don't need no one to tell me when to talk. So bye, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Goodbye. Well, bye, 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 baby. 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 Bye, 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 baby. Goodbye.
If I had my way, care. Well, you know she made me a promise that she would bring my sweet baby back. Well, if I can't get no stamps, baby, then I gotta try the telephone.
Rory Block here on KRVS from her disc Blues, Walking Like a Man, a tribute to Sun House. That was her rendition of the Sun House tune Depot Blues. And she actually got to be with Sun House, to watch him play, actually learn from him to some extent back in the mid-1960s. Rory Block. This is from one of several tribute discs she has out. One for Fred McDowell, also Robert Johnson, very fine blues artist. Again, Rory Block. She was preceded by the band Sapphire. We heard Sapphire, the upbeat blues woman, from their disc Ain't Gonna Hush. And again, they did the title track. Next year on KRVS, we're going to go back to May of 1928 and listen to Bertha Henderson along with Blind Blake on guitar. Here they are with a number called That Lonesome Rave.
Mm-hmm. You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Put on fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just don't believe that it's you. With them painted lips and painted eyes, we're in a bird of paradise. It all seems so wrong somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart now.
Jeremiah from a disc called Gambling Woman Blues. It came out back in 1993 on Red House Records. Jeremiah doing Nobody Sweetheart, a Gus Kahn tune that he took the Tampa Red arrangement of, and definitely did some fine guitar work on that piece. Paul Jeremiah. He was preceded by Blind Blake and Bertha Henderson. Blake on guitar, Henderson on vocals. They were recorded in Chicago back in May of 1928, doing a number called That Lonesome Rave. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We are on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and we are online. Our URL is krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also in great measure by listeners like you. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member of Public Radio and enjoy what you hear and would like to help us keep these programs on the air, you can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with some John Lee Hooker to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. And to take us up to news time, the late James Cotton on blues harp. Cotton, of course, played with the Muddy Waters Band for years. Here's Cotton with a number called High Compression, and the news is next.